哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家安息日平安。
哈利路亚，dear brothers and sisters, peace be with you on this Sabbath day.
我们在这个神所赐福的日子，愿主的恩惠平安都与我们众人同在。
On this day that the Lord has blessed, we wish that the peace and the grace of our Lord Jesus be with you.
更求主耶稣在这个不安患难的日子里面，能够时常看顾保守我们和我们的家人。
And we ask our Lord Jesus to watch over us and protect us in these days of unrest and turmoil.
在今天早上的聚会，我们要一起来看的是约翰三书。
And during this morning service, we want to study Third John together.
我们请翻到约翰三书。
Let's turn to the epistle of Third John.
约翰三书的第一章。第一节
Third John, verse 1.
做长老的写信给亲爱的该犹，就是我诚心所爱的。第二节
Verse 2.
亲爱的兄弟啊，我愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。第三节
Three.
有弟兄来证明你心里所存的真理，正如你按真理而行，我就甚喜乐。第四节
Verse 4.
我听见我的儿女按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这个大的。约翰一二三书是使徒约翰所写。
First, Second, and Third John were written by the Apostle John.
约翰是主耶稣十二个门徒当中活得最久、年纪最大的一位。
Among the 12 disciples of Lord Jesus,Apostle John was the one who lived the longest and was the eldest in years.
所以他跟过耶稣，亲眼见到耶稣的大能大力。
So he has personally followed Lord Jesus and personally seen the great power and might of Lord Jesus.
他经历使徒教会的萌芽、成长以及大扩展。
And he has experienced the start of the apostolic church, its growth and its explosive growth.
能够看到使徒教会初期的兴盛发展跟属灵上生命的不断茁壮。
And he saw how the apostolic church started and grew spiritually.
但是他也亲身经历了，随着人数变多，随着人心复杂，教会所面对的内忧外患的状况。
But he has also personally experienced how as the church grew in numbers and things became more complicated, there were trouble within and without.
所以因为年纪活得够久。
And because he lived long enough.
所以他看见教会里面的成长以及教会里面所面对的困境。
So he saw both the growth in the church and also the difficulties that the church found itself in.
尤其是到他年纪老迈的时候
especially as he grew older in age
这个时候教会外有逼迫攻击
outside of the church there was persecution
而内有道理上的混乱教会当中的冲突
and inside the church there was turmoil concerning the truth and many conflicts
所以在这个风浪当中他为这些信徒写下了约翰一二三书
And in the midst of these wind and waves, the Apostle John wrote for the believers 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John.
作为他在年纪老迈末了给所爱信徒的提醒。
So that in his old age, he wrote these as a reminder for all the believers.
在他的人生一路上走过风风雨雨之后。
In his journey of life after having walked through wind and rain.
能够看清楚人生的真相，明白生命真正的价值。
He was able to see through the truth of life and see the true value in life.
所以他能够在这里鼓励信徒，提醒信徒，告诉他们什么才是真正生命中的喜乐。
And that is why here he is able to remind the believers and teach the believers what is true joy in life.
怎么样才能够真正成为神所爱的儿女
and how we can become children of God that God truly is pleased with.
所以在约翰三书当中，他给了信徒的问安以及鼓励，还有给予他们警告。
So in 3 John, we see the Apostle John greet the believers and encourage believers, but also give them a warning.
在这里约翰告诉弟兄姐妹说，
Here John told the brothers and sisters,
说当我看到你们，我心中就充满了喜乐，没有比这更好的喜乐。
He says, when I see you, I rejoice greatly. There is no greater joy than this.
但是为什么看到你们会有喜乐呢？
But why is it that he has great joy when he sees them?
这里说，因为看见你们按照真理而行。
Here it says, he has no greater joy than this is because they were walking in the truth.
我们今天都信耶稣。
Today, all of us believe in Jesus.
我们都要做神所爱的儿女。
We all want to become the beloved children of God.
我们希望我们的天父因我们而喜乐。
We hope that our Heavenly Father is pleased because of us.
但是要怎么样得天父的喜乐，使他欢喜呢？
So how can we be pleasing in the sight of our Heavenly Father and give him great joy?
这里说，就是当我们按照真理而行，就要让天父喜乐了。
Here it tells us, when we walk in truth, then we make our Heavenly Father joyful.
但是什么叫做按真理而行？
But what does it mean to walk in truth?
我们如果往上看，再推到第二节。
If we look at the verses before in verse 2.
虽然这一封信是写给该犹的。
Even though this letter was written to Gaius.
但是同时也是对每一个弟兄姐妹的期望跟要求。
But this is also a letter of expectations and requests for all the believers.
这里讲到三样。
Here it mentions three things.
第二节。
Verse 2.
亲爱的弟兄，我愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你灵魂兴盛一样。在这里讲到三样。
Here it mentions three things.
说啊，这个约翰说，我希望你能够凡事兴盛，身体健壮，跟灵魂兴盛。
Here, John says, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.
这个是一个在约翰的眼中，亲爱的弟兄，神所爱的儿女应该要有的生活追求。
In the eyes of John, for the beloved, for the children of God, these are the things that we should pursue.
要成为亲爱的儿女，有这三样。
If we want to become the beloved children of God, we must have these three things.
第一个就是凡事兴盛。
First, we must prosper in all things.
什么叫做凡事兴盛呢？
What does it mean to prosper in all things?
我们可能会觉得这个要求，这个期望好像颇为世俗。
And we might feel that this requirement, this expectation is too much of an ask.
因为凡事就是生活当中大大小小各项琐碎的事情。
Because all things would be everything in our life, big or little.
可能我们会觉得说，这个东西属于世界，不够属灵，这些事情不够超然，没有这种属灵的价值。
And we may think that all things which are too secular, these are all things we find on the earth. It is not spiritual enough. It is not transcending enough.
但是在这里，约翰所提到的第一件就是凡事兴盛。
But the first thing that John mentions here is to prosper in all things.
而这个凡事就是我们的社会生活。
And all things refers to our lives in the society.
但是在这里，约翰所期望的兴盛跟世人的想法有所不同。
But the hope and expectation of John here in all things is different from what the people in the world thinks.
世人的凡事兴盛就是生意顺利，财富滚滚，身体健康，年纪老迈，这个就是非常的成功跟兴盛了。
For the people of the world, to prosper in all things means to be successful in our career, to do well in our business, to have good health, to live long.
这也是今天许许多多世上的人所在追求、所想要拥有的兴盛。
And this is also the prosperity that many people in the world pursue after today.
那但是圣经里面是怎么告诉我们的呢？
But what does the Bible tell us?
我们来看一下传道书的第六章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 6.
传道书的第六章第三节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 6 verse 3.
好，我们从第一节开始看好了。
Let's start from verse 1.
第一节，我见日光之下有一宗祸患重压在人身上，就是人蒙神赐他资财、丰富、尊荣，以致他心里所愿的一样都不缺，只是神使他不能吃用，凡有外人来吃用，这是虚空，也是祸患。第三节
Verse 3.
人若生一百个儿子，活许多岁数，以致他年日甚多，心里却不得满享福乐，又不得埋葬。据我说，那不到其而落的胎比他倒好。啊，在这里是传道书中所告诉我们的。
This is something that the book of Ecclesiastes teaches us.
啊，许多人追求的生命价值、生命意义跟生命丰盛，就在于富足跟长寿。
For many people, their pursuit of value and meaning in life is riches and wealth.
那但是在这里，传道书的作者却跟我们说
，But the author of the book of Ecclesiastes tells us，
他说你拥有许多财富，但是你不得享用。
Even if you have a lot of riches and wealth, and you cannot enjoy it，
你年纪老迈却活在病痛当中。
Even though you grow old in age, but you live in illness and sickness，
你有一百个儿子，多子多孙，但是却没有人爱你。
You have 100 children, you have many grandchildren, but nobody loves you.
啊，心那个年日甚多，生命里面却没有任何的福乐。
And even though you have many days in your life, but none of those days are satisfying or good.
啊，那你所拥有的一切，它的意义跟价值到底在哪里？
Then where is the value and meaning in everything that you have?
你有钱，你有钱，你还儿女众多，非常有成就，你活得很老，但是你活得不快乐，那你的生命怎么会是丰盛的呢？
You have many riches, you have many children and grandchildren, you live a long life, you have a successful career, but there is no joy and happiness in your life. Then what is the meaning of it?
啊，所以在这里，约翰提醒我们。
So here, John reminds us.
啊，什么叫做你凡事兴盛，生命能够有意义、有价值？
What does it mean to prosper in all things, to have meaning and value in your life?
就是要在你在人世间的时间里，在生活当中能够得着真实生命的喜乐。
That in the days while you are still living, you need to obtain the true joy of life.
说这个才叫做兴盛的人生。
And this is called a life of prosperity.
所以今天我们认识基督，生命有了盼望。
So today, when we have come to know Christ and we have hope in our life,
我们工作是为了基督。
When we work for Christ.
我们拥有财富是为了圣工。
When we possess riches and wealth, it is for the sacred work.
我们来教养儿女是希望儿女能够在主里成长。
When we raise our children, we hope that our children can grow up in the Lord.
所以不管说你在社会上拥有多少，你有什么身份跟地位。
So it doesn't matter how much you have in the world or what status, what position you have.
你能够在看看你的四周，看到你所拥有的，你就能够感到喜悦。
That when you look at everything around you, you can feel joy.
那就是兴盛的人生了。
And then that is a life that is prosperous.
所以我们的弟兄姐妹，你的生命兴盛吗？
So brothers and sisters, is your life prosperous?
你看到你的家人，你拥有喜悦吗？
When you see your family members, do you have joy?
你检视你手中所做的工，你能够看见它的价值吗？
When you look at the work in your hands, do you see the value in it?
愿我们每一个人都能够拥有一个兴盛的人生。
May all of us have a life of prosperity.
第二个，在这里约翰告诉我们说，我们要身体健壮。
Here, the second thing that John tells us is that we have to be in health.
当然，约翰希望弟兄姐妹能够有好的健康、好的身体，这是一件好事。
Of course, John hopes that the brothers and sisters have good health and are very healthy.
所以我们也希望我们的弟兄姐妹能够有好的健康、有好的身体。
So we also hope that all the brothers and sisters are in good health.
所以我们常常求主耶稣恩待赐福，看顾我们每一位。
That's why we often ask Lord Jesus to give us grace and peace and watch over each one of us.
但是不要忘记了，在哥林多前书第三章也告诉我们。
But let us not forget, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, it also tells us.
哥林多前书三章的十六节提醒我们说，我们的身体就是神的殿。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, it reminds us that our body is the temple of God.
当然这里讲的是我们的心灵。
Of course, here it's talking about our heart and mind.
因为神的殿就在我们的心中。
Because the temple of God is in our hearts.
但是也提醒我们说，我们既然是神的殿。
But it reminds us that since we are the temple of God,
就要照样顾惜，好好保守这个圣殿。
We have to make the effort to upkeep and take care of this temple.
这里讲说身体健壮。
Here it says to be in health.
为什么约翰期望弟兄姐妹身体健壮呢？
Why does John hope and expect that the brothers and sisters have good health?
一方面当然是因为爱他如同爱自己的儿女一样。
On one hand, it's because John loves the brothers and sisters as he loves his own children.
另外一方面就是你有健壮的身体，你才能够有更多的机会来为主侍奉。
On another hand, only when you have good health do you have more opportunities to serve the Lord.
我们来看提摩太前书的第四章第八节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8.
提摩太前书的四章八节
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 8
第八节
verse 8
这里说操练身体益处还少唯独敬虔凡事都有益处应有今生跟来世的应许这里是保罗所说的
This is something that Paul says
提摩太前书四章第八节哦
First Timothy chapter 4, verse 8.
在这里我们常常引用这一段来提醒弟兄姐妹要操练我们的信仰功夫。
We often use this passage to remind brothers and sisters that we have to exercise do our part in making our faith grow.
但是不要忘记了。
But let us not forget.
这里讲说操练身体益处还少，不是没有益处哦。
Here, when Paul says bodily exercise profits a little, he's not saying that bodily exercise profits nothing.
所以我们不要就直接把它否定说只要敬虔，只要敬虔。
So let's not automatically deny bodily exercise and says we only need to exercise godliness.
敬虔很重要，操练身体也不可少。
Exercising godliness is very important, but we should not be without bodily exercise.
我们就讲一个比较实际的例子好了。
So let's talk about a very practical example.
今天一个人有心要来侍奉主，想要为主耶稣宣道。
Today there is a person who has a heart to serve the Lord and he wants to evangelize for the Lord.
所以他重视敬虔，常常研读，对圣经道理真理有详细的考察。
And he exercises godliness. He spends a lot of time studying the Word of God.
但是因为他生活不正常，身体非常不好。
But because he doesn't live a very normal lifestyle, so his health is very poor.
这个身体很虚弱，身体很脆弱。
And his body is very frail and weak.
所以虽然他有心立志想要到非洲。
So even though he has the heart and resolve to go to Africa.
但是啊，身体不好，手不能提，肩不能挑，脚不能走。
But because his body is weak, he cannot carry anything, he cannot lift anything, he cannot walk anywhere.
就限制了他许多服事的机会，他没有办法参加。
He is restricted from many different opportunities to serve.
所以我们不要小看操练身体的重要。
So let us not look down on the importance of bodily exercise.
敬虔很重要，操练身体也不可少。
Godliness is very important, but we also need bodily exercise.
啊，所以我们也是需要有强健的身体。
So we also need to have strong and able bodies.
啊，所以在这里讲说，我愿你身体健壮。
So here John says, may you be in health.
啊，就是让你有好的身体，能够有力气，能够走出去，能够为主耶稣多做圣工。
John is saying, may you have good health so that you have the strength to go out and do a lot of work for the Lord.
啊，当然每一个人身体的状况都不一样，每一个人神所安排的路程也不相同。
Of course, everybody has different situations in their own health, and each of our paths that the Lord has prepared for us is also different.
啊，但是你我都有责任要预备好自己，能够为主耶稣多做圣工。
But every one of us has the responsibility to prepare ourselves so that we can do more for the Lord.
那第三个，这里谈到说，愿你的灵魂兴盛啊。
Here, the third thing that John says is, may your soul prosper.
那灵魂兴盛就是我们的信仰一天心思一天。
To have your soul prosper means that your faith will grow more and more each day.
啊，你在信仰当中有扎根。
So that you are rooted in your faith.
你在生命当中有结果
so that in your life you are bearing fruits.
好，所以呢，你虽然度过每一天
so even though you also live day by day,
但是没有一天是虚度的，没有一天是浪费的
but not a day is wasted and meaningless.
好，虽然你信耶稣信很久
even though you have believed in Jesus for a long time,
却没有在时间当中失去了起初的热忱
But through the passage of time, you did not lose your initial zeal and passion.
啊，反而信主信越久，信仰越坚固。
Instead, the longer you believe in the Lord, the more firm your conviction begins.
啊，这个就是灵魂当中的兴盛啊。
And this is what it means to have your soul prosper.
啊，其实啊，信仰当中有一个危机。
In our faith, there is a crisis.
啊，就是随着信仰的时间越来越长。
And that is through the passage of time.
那起初点燃的火焰就越来越小。
The flame that was lit initially becomes weaker and weaker.
那刚刚信主的时候。
When we first believe in the Lord.
哇，非常感动，非常感谢。
We are deeply moved and very thankful.
啊，愿意一辈子爱主，愿意一辈子服侍主。
We're willing to love the Lord for our entire life and serve Him with our entire life.
啊，生命当中什么都不重要，我只要拥有基督。
And in our life, nothing else matters. We only want to have Jesus Christ.
啊，但是随着时间渐渐的过去。
But as time passes by.
啊，一年、五年、十年，信主时间越来越长。
As a year, 5 years, 10 years passes, as we believe in the Lord for even a longer time.
可能对道理、对圣经的事迹越来越熟。
Maybe we become more familiar with all the teachings and the things recorded in the Bible.
啊，但是却离起初的热心越来越远。
But we grow farther and farther away from our initial zeal.
那好像以色列人在旷野当中。
Like the Israelites when they were in the wilderness.
啊，当他们一开始天降玛拿的时候，非常感动，非常感谢。
In the beginning, when manna came from heaven, they were very thankful and very grateful.
啊，非常喜悦。
They were very joyful.
啊，但是随着时间过去。
But as time passed by.
那原本的喜悦没有了。
Their initial joy was gone.
原本的感动消失了。
The original thankfulness they had was also gone.
啊，原本那个吃起来如同蜜掺蜜的薄饼一样的玛拿，变成这个没有滋味的玛拿。
That manna that originally tasted like a cake of honey became a manna that has no flavor.
那说今天我们如果不小心，一样的事情也不断的发生在信徒的身上。
So today, if we are not careful, the same thing can happen to us as believers.
啊，就是渐渐的信仰成为平淡，信主成为重担。
That gradually our faith becomes very plain, and believing in the Lord becomes a burden.
啊，我们忘记了起初的感动，忘了起初的志向，立为主所立的心志。
And we forget the initial passion we had for the Lord, and we forget the initial resolve we had made for the Lord.
啊，但是在这里，约翰却提醒我们。
But here John reminds us.
他说，我们的灵魂要兴盛。
He says, our soul must prosper.
那保罗也提醒我们啊。
Paul also reminds us.
说我们的内心要一天新似一天。
That our inner man has to be renewed each day.
他说，这样子我们才能够在信仰的路上力上加力。
Only then can we have strength upon strength in our journey of faith.
啊，所以这是约翰对信徒的期望。
And these are the expectations that John has for the believers.
也是你跟我今天都需要去努力的目标。
And these are also the goals that we have to diligently pursue in our life today.
啊，不管是对社会上我们的社会生活。
Whether in our life in the society.
啊，或者是照管我们的身体自我的预备。
Or taking care of our own bodies to be prepared.
啊，或者是我们的属灵生命要在主里不断的坚强。
Or that our spiritual life has to continue to be strengthened in the Lord.
啊，这都会决定我们能不能成为亲爱的儿女，使神得着喜悦。
These will all determine whether we can become beloved children of God and be pleasing to God.
我们继续往下看。
So let's continue reading this passage.
我们看约翰三书的第五节。
Let's read 3 John verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
亲爱的弟兄们，凡你向做客旅之弟兄所行的，都是忠心的。第六节。
6.
他们在教会面前证明了你的爱，你若配得过神，帮助他们往前行，这就好了。第七节。
7.
因他们是为主的名出外，对于外邦人一无所取，所以我们应当接待这样的人，叫我们与他们一同为真理做工。在这里，约翰提醒啊，这约翰提醒该犹，也是提醒我们每一位。
From verses 5 to 8, John reminds Gaius, but also reminds us.
那在这里特别讲到说，接待那远来的或来访的客人。
Here it talks about receiving workers or guests that who have come from afar.
那当然，这里讲的是接待工人应当要注意的一些原则。
And of course, here it's talking about some principles we need to be mindful of when we receive workers.
啊，但是这同时也是我们今天参与教会圣工所应该拥有的一些正确观念。
But this is also the correct mentality we need to have when we participate in any sacred work today.
才能够成为神所亲爱的儿女，约翰所亲爱的弟兄。
Only then can we become the beloved children of God to become the beloved brethren of John.
那在这里讲说，当我们参与侍奉、参与圣工，有三个原则跟条件。
Here it talks about when we participate in any sacred work, there are 3 principles, 3 requirements.
啊，哪三个原则，哪三个条件呢？
What are the 3 principles and the 3 requirements?
啊，这里讲说，当你向做客旅之弟兄所行的，都是忠心的。
Here it says, whatever you do for the brethren and for strangers, you do faithfully.
所以在这里给你我的第一个提醒。
Here, the first reminder for us.
说你所做的一切侍奉的工作都是因为忠心的缘故。
That all the servitude you do is because of faithfulness.
但是这个忠心是对谁呢？
But who are you being faithful to?
你是对那个来访做客弟兄忠心吗？
Are you being faithful for the brethren or the strangers who come?
当然不是啦。
Of course not.
这里的忠心指的当然是对我们的主人，对我们的基督。
Here, when it talks about faithfulness, it's talking about being faithful to our master, being faithful to Christ.
所以呢，第一个在这里告诉我们说，我们要知道我们侍奉的原因是为了向主有忠心。
Here, it tells us that the first thing we need to do is recognize that we serve the Lord because we want to be faithful to Him.
而不是为了要讨人的喜悦，或者要得到自我的好处。
It is not so that we can please men or receive any benefit or profit for ourselves.
这个是我们今天在参与圣工当中，我们的一定要有的正确心态。
And this is the correct mentality that we must have when we serve in the church.
因为心态不正确，侍奉就没有价值。
Because if our mentality is incorrect, there is no value in the work we do.
我们所做的工不是为了人。
The work we do is not for men.
不是要让人喜欢。
It is not to please men.
更不是要求自我的，得到自我的好处。
And it is not to receive any benefit for ourselves.
如同在哥林多前书里面所提醒我们的。
Just like what 1 Corinthians reminds us.
我们看哥林多前书的第九章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
第九章二十三节
，Chapter 9, verse 23。
二十三节
，23。
这里说，凡我所行的，都是为福音的缘故，为要使人同得这福音的好处。在这里，保罗告诉我们呢、啊。
Here, Paul tells us.
说，我们今天不管做什么，侍奉的时候，一定要有一个为，都是为福音的缘故。
He says, no matter what we do, no matter what we do in servitude, we have to do it for the gospel's sake.
不是表现你的能力，不是彰显你的力量。
It is not to show off your ability or to show off your strength.
更不是啊，来管理别人，要掌握权柄。
And even more so, it is not to rule over other people and to have control.
因为当人今天所行的是为了自己的缘故。
Because if today we do things for ourselves,
那在神面前这种侍奉是污秽的，是令人厌恶的。
Then in God's eyes, this sort of servitude is defiled, it is detestable.
所以当主耶稣讲到法利赛人的时候
，So when Jesus talks about the Pharisees,
他说啊，他们奉献都要敲锣打鼓，叫人看见。
He says that whenever they make an offering, they need to make a lot of sound so that people can see them.
他们祷告要站在路口，要让大家称颂。
When they pray in the middle of the street so that everyone can praise them.
但是当没有人看见的时候
，But when people cannot see them.
他们却是欺负孤儿寡妇。
They oppress the widows and the orphans.
所以啊，这种侍奉在神眼中是是神所厌恶的。
So this sort of servitude is detestable in God's eyes.
可能得到人的掌声。
Maybe they receive the applause from men.
但是在神眼中毫无价值。
But in God's eyes, it is completely without value.
所以在这里给我们的提醒，我们所做的事都是忠心为主而做。
So here it reminds us that everything we do faithfully for the Lord.
第二个，我们如果看回来约翰三书。
If we come back to 3 John.
第六节
，verse 6，
这里说：“你若配得过神，帮助他们往前行，这就好了。”这句话非常重要啊。
This is a very important phrase.
在这里要告诉我们什么
？What is it telling us here？
有人来的，你接待，你爱心接待，你非常关心，这是好事啊。
If people come, guests come, and you show them a lot of hospitality, you take care of them. This is a good thing.
但是在这里，约翰又加了一句话。
But here, John adds something.
他说：“你若配得过神呐。”
He says, "If you do it in a manner worthy of God."
那这就很奇怪了。
And this is a little bit strange.
很奇怪啊！我就已经接待远人，有爱心照顾他们，大家都说我很好，为什么还要多一句配得过神呢？
If I already receive some guests, I show them hospitality, which I show them a lot of love, I even send them off, and everybody sees that it's good, why do I need to do it in a manner worthy of God?
这告诉我们说，在侍奉的方法上面，你需要被神所认证才可以啊。
This tells us that in the way, the method we choose to serve God, we have to do it in a way that is acknowledged by God.
所以爱心要建立在真理的范围里面。
So that love has to be built on truth.
所这样的爱心才能够让神喜悦。
Only this type of love is pleasing in God's eyes.
你说啊，如果今天啊，今天有教会的工人远道而来啊，来到你的地方。
For example, if today there is a church worker who has come from afar and come to our house.
你好高兴，你要接待他，你要展现你的爱心。
And you're very happy, you want to show your love, and you want to receive them.
你说，哎呀，你难得来，第一次来美国，第一次来加州，我要好好的接待你。
And you say to them, this is a rare opportunity. The first time you have come to the United States, the first time you have come to California, I want to receive you. So I want to take you to some special places.
传道，我带你去拉斯维加斯去玩两把。
Preacher, let me take you to Las Vegas and then we can have some fun there.
哦，这个你可能付出很多啊。
Even though you may have put out a lot.
但是方法却不能够配得过神。
But the way you are doing it is not in a manner worthy of God.
就是在神眼中这种方法是不可以的。
So in God's eyes, this is not the right way to do it.
那这样子你的热心、你的爱心、你的接待、你的付出，却反而成为你的破口。
So that your zeal, your love, your passion becomes a breach.
当然这是一个很极端的例子啊。
Of course, this is a very extreme example.
但是其实它的中心观念就是一个。
But the central thought here.
就是人的爱心。 必须要符合信仰的原则跟规范。
Is that our love has to abide with the principles and boundaries that our faith has set.
因为我们的神是有秩序的神。
Because our God is a God who has order.
所以我们在教会里面参与教会的圣公服事也必须要规规矩矩。
So when we participate and serve in the church, we also have to do it in an orderly fashion.
那好像第四节说, 当我们按真理而行, 我的喜乐没有比这更大的。
Just like in verse 4, when John says, I have no greater than to hear that my children walk in truth.
那第三, 我们看回来, 第七节。
And for the third reminder, let's look back to 3 John verse 7.
第七节说，因他们是为主的名出外，对于外邦人一无所取。这样的人，第八节说，我们应当接待这样的人，叫我们与他们一同为真理做工。这里是讲到第三样啊。Verse
7 and 8 talks about the third reminder.
那这里讲说，我们所接待的人，他是为了真理而来，为了主的名而来的。
Here it says that the people, the workers we ought to receive are those who went forth for the Lord's name's sake or the truth.
而你接待这样的人,
and if you receive such a worker, then you become fellow workers.
我们看到的是什么?
What do we see?
我们看到的是我们所接待的人是为福音的缘故为主的名。
We see that the workers that we are receiving are workers who work for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of the Lord's name.
所以呢，他放下自己的事，为主的名的缘故，能够走出去，为来传扬福音。
So they set aside their own things for the sake of the Lord, for the sake of the gospel, they go out to work.
这是一种的服事。
This is one type of servitude.
但是这里同时说，当我们接待这样的人。
But it says here that when we receive such a worker,
说我们也是在这项的圣工上有份。
We become fellow workers for this servitude.
这里讲说我们是与他们一同为真理做工的。
Here John says we become fellow workers for the truth.
教会的工作有许多不一样的方向。
There are many different types of work in the church.
有宣道，有牧养，有接待。
There is evangelism, there is pastoring, there is ushering and being a receptionist.
有一些事务性的安排。
There are some administrative things that needs to be carried out.
但是在这里说，我们如果接待这样的人，你跟他是一样一起做工的。
And it says here that if we receive such a person, then we become fellow workers for this work.
这因为这不是一个竞争，更不是一个比较。
Because this is not a competition. We're not comparing ourselves against each other. Just like how a body has different parts and members.
不需要看不起别人，更不需要来高台彰显自己。
You don't need to look down on anyone else. You don't have to elevate yourself.
就像我们现在因为这个特殊的原因，我们现在都是网络在聚会。
Just like right now, because of these special circumstances, we have to have services online.
那它不只是需要有传道，不只是需要有翻译而已。
We not only need to have the preacher or the interpreter.
它需要有领诗的，需要有诗情的，更需要许多弟兄姐妹的 技术上、科技上的协助。
We not only need to have the hymn leaders, the pianists, we also need to have many brothers and sisters who have the technical skill set to make this happen.
虽然每个人所负责的、所专长的都不一样。
Even though everyone is responsible and skilled at different things.
但是合在一起，这项圣工就得到了完全。
But when combined together, this sacred work is complete.
所以这个就叫做一同在福音上有份。
And this is what it means to become fellow workers for the truth.
所以啊，我们今天都要成为神所爱的儿女啊，这个约翰所亲爱的弟兄。
So today we must all become the beloved children of God to become the beloved brethren of God.
所以求主耶稣祝福大家，让大家凡事兴盛，身体健康，更要灵魂兴盛。
And may our Lord Jesus bless everyone so that we may prosper in all things, be in good health, and have our soul prosper.
更让你我在服事的路上能够凡事按真理而行。
So that in our journey of servitude, we do everything according to the truth.
不管我们现在处在什么样的环境。
No matter what circumstances we find ourselves in.
如同约翰他所处的是一个风雨当中一个非常混乱的时代。
Just like how the Apostle John found himself in a time that is full of wind and rain, a time of turmoil.
但是在混乱的时代当中，仍然能够成为蒙慈爱的儿女。
But in a very chaotic time, they can still become the beloved children of God.
所以我们不知道以后接下来世界会怎么走，会发生什么事情。
We don't know what will happen in the future in the world. We don't know what will take place.
但是求主耶稣能够看顾保守，坚固我们每一位。
But we ask Lord Jesus to watch over us, to help us become firm in our faith.
使我们在灵里能够时常彼此关心，互相联系。
So that in spirit, we can care for one another, and take care of one another.
然后寻找机会，尽己所能的为主多做圣工。
And to find opportunities to diligently work for the Lord.
作为我们彼此亲爱的弟兄。
So that we can become beloved brethren to one another.
我们众人都能够神所爱的儿女。
So that all of us can become the beloved children of God.
我们一起来唱诗122首。
Let us sing hymn 122.
请坐。
Please be seated.
那我们现在要一起来做聚会结束的祷告。